Well, of course, after Origin of the Species, after most biologists become evolutionists, they immediately begin looking for these missing links. And indeed, not only the proponents of evolution looked for the missing links, but the opponents of evolution looked more closely at the fossil record to find evidence one way or the other. So fossils, from the time of the publication of The Origin of Species, clear through to today, fossils have been a battleground where people interested in the theory have focused their attention. Indeed, the fossils, in a way, provide the only evidence we have of a historical snapshot of the past. We can use plenty of evidence today to argue for and against evolution. But if we want a historical record, the fossils provide our best clue. And that's why they've been a center of attention. Well, after the publication of The Origin of Species, in the late 1800s, paleontologists culled the fossil record for evidence for evolutionary development. And this is where T.H. Huxley comes in most notably. We talked about him before. He was called Darwin's bulldog. He was a main propagandist for evolution. But in his area of research, he focused mostly on paleontology and fossils. So that's where he was bringing up new work in addition to his rhetorical work as a speaker and as a witty proponent of evolution theory. Now, T.H. Huxley looked for evidence of what would be these missing links, and he comes up with a variety of one. He posits the work on dinosaurs. He sees that some dinosaurs have bird-like legs. These tend to be the fossils, the dinosaurs that run fast across the plains, the smaller dinosaurs. Some of them have bird-like legs, and he posited that this might be a link between reptiles and birds. Evolutionists are very interested in finding these major links between major types of beings, birds, say, and reptiles, or fish and land animals. And this, the bird-like legs of dinosaurs, T.H. Huxley said, would be an example of that. Now, he had even a better one that he made much of. He didn't actually discover it, but he popularized it. During the 1870s, fossil remains were found of a feathered reptile called Archaeopteryx. And this bird or reptile, whatever it was, a reptile with feathers, fossil remains of it were found in several places. And this became for many people a key link. This was highly publicized that here was a reptile which should have scales with feathers. During the 1880s, probably the second most important single example of the development of from paleontology that would prove evolution, as it were, O.C. March, a great American paleontologist, uncovered in the American West a complete series of fossilized horses, that went from a toad, small toad horse, that is, horse with several toes, to the modern horse with the complete hoof. He recreated from these fossils these horses, and you can still see them. You can go to the Smithsonian Institution where pictures of them and reproductions of them still exist. You can look in almost any textbook, O.C. March's examples of the evolution of the horse from one type through a variety of different types to the modern types of horse. Now, although such discoveries satisfied most paleontologists in the late 1800s that species did evolve, this evidence was just convincing to them, major gaps remained in the fossil record. Anti-evolutionists dismissed these intermediate species as separate creations. Well, God could have made a whole variety of horses. They did fit beautifully, and they were used as evidence for evolution, but anti-evolutionists could dismiss them, and they could still point to the vast number of remaining gaps that exist in the fossil record as evidence against evolution. Now, just as the evolutionist would point toward the feathered reptile and the horse fossils as evidence for evolution, the anti-evolutionists had things they could point to, too, out of the fossil record, and they made quite a bit of it. One was the absence of fossils in Precambrian rocks. Just, they would look through Precambrian rocks. Those are very early rocks from an early epoch, and there just aren't any fossils there. They could not find any fossils there. And this suggested that life abruptly appeared at the beginning of the Cambrian era and appeared in great complexity and diversity. This suggests creationism.